The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Why not? I won't repeat all that. But I will continue to say the practice that I am choosing for today, offering for today, is a way of turning our minds really towards our own good qualities. And that's really a way to bring up kindness, friendliness towards ourselves, because everybody's a mixed bag. Of course, we're all a mixed bag. We all have work to do. Every human being is somewhat of a mixed bag. And if we were done, well, we would be done. Life would be kind of boring. But there's always more work to do, more cultivation. But to turn our attention, instead of what's wrong, what's not working, what our faults are, to what's actually wholesome, what are the values that we hold dear, what are the ways that we have been there for our friends, our family, for ourselves. So we're going to turn our minds towards what's actually good about this person who is us, in a way, celebrate, honor the person who is us, in a way to hold ourselves with friendliness, appreciation, kindness, instead of berating ourselves or judging ourselves, which tends to happen more often than not for an average person. So, with that in mind, any questions before I lead you through a guided meditation, which, by the way, will at first start with some grounding, with some grounding in the body, grounding in the breath, because we need to settle our minds first before we turn our attention to any reflections. Otherwise, our minds are going to go everywhere. So that's why in the happy hour we always start with some grounding, with some mindfulness of the body, breath. We take some time to really settle the to arrive. I know you've arrived, but maybe you haven't quite arrived yet. There are different levels of arriving. So we'll fully arrive together in this body and then turn our attention to the practice. So any questions before I start? Okay. So if you're new to IMC, this is the perfect time that I invite you to go and get some props. So that you're sitting comfortably, the chairs are comfortable enough, but sometimes you need a cushion to raise your feet so that the bottom of your feet are touching the floor. Instead of, you don't want your feet crossed, you don't want them like hanging. You want to have a sense of integrity if you're sitting in a chair. And if you need to get props to set yourself up, please get up and do that right now. So landing in your body, maybe moving left and right a little bit in your torso, left and right, front and back, and just landing, waking up the body a little bit, finding your center of gravity. And then landing in this body. Feeling your seat on the cushion, your bottom on the cushion. If you're sitting on a chair, also feeling your back, the touch points. In fact, let's do a little ritual together to really arrive. We're going to do the Buddha's earth mudra. If you're sitting on the floor, you'll be touching the earth. And if you're sitting on a chair, you can touch the chair. And let's do that together, just touching the cushion, the floor, or the earth. I am here. I am here right now in this body, grounded, settled. I'm here in this moment, alive, breathing. As earth may be my witness. Now whenever you're ready, going back, letting your hands be on your lap, just feeling yourself. Arriving more fully in this moment of your life. Which will never repeat. It's never been, and it will never repeat. Embracing, opening up. Embracing this moment. What it's like to be alive in this moment. What it feels like to be in this body, the sensations of this body breathing. Feeling the breath move in and out of your body. The in-breath filling up your lungs, abdomen, bringing more energy and wakefulness, more alertness. And with each out-breath, landing, relaxing, arriving some more. With each out-breath, relaxing the body. Relaxing the body. Relaxing the hands. Relaxing the arms, the shoulders. Relaxing the feet, softening the feet. Lower legs, upper legs. Your sit bones. Your lower belly. No need to hold in your abdomen tightly. Relax, relax, let it hang out. Relaxing your back, lower back, upper back. Your chest, neck and shoulders, your face, your jaw, letting your mouth fall open, relaxing your eyes, letting them rest in their socket. Relaxing, softening the whole face and your ears. Imagining your body melting as if it were a block of ice. Relaxing, melting, drip, 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 drip. Any holding, any tightness, any ways you're holding yourself up tightly. Tension dripping into the earth, leaving an opening, relaxation, letting go. And with each out-breath, melting some more. Landing more deeply. Letting yourself enjoy the body melting, relaxing, softening with each breath, landing more deeply. One breath at a time. And when you find your mind, your attention is resting on a thought or memory, past, present, future, simply notice what it's resting on without judging yourself, knowing that that's what minds do. Like puppies, they run around with the same kindness and gentleness that you would show with little puppy. Show that to yourself, to your mind. Gently bring it back to just settle and calm down right now. Nothing wrong with thinking per se, but just now we're trying to calm and settle the mind. One breath at a time. And now I'd like to invite you to bring yourself to mind. Maybe recollect, consider some values that are important to you, some of the important values in your life. Values that are important to you. Just to give you an idea, I'm going to read a list of values. I invite you to let this list wash over you. The land in your body, not in your head, and see if there's some values that really resonate with you and are the ones that you hold dear. You've been trying to live them. Acceptance. Accountability. Adventure. Beauty. With each value, just breathing it in and out, just a couple of breaths. It's alphabetical. Collaboration. Cooperation. Commitment. Letting the values land in your body, in your belly, not your head. Breathe with them. When one really speaks to you, you will know. Community. Compassion. Competence. Courage. Curiosity. Creativity. Breathing, not thinking about each value. And maybe each word brings up how you've lived it, how it's important to you. Discipline. Discovery. Efficiency. Enthusiasm. Maybe this is a value that other people value in you. Are you valuing yourself for each of these from different perspectives? The environment. Equality. Ethical action. Excellence. Fairness. Faith. Family. Freedom. Friendship. Fun. Generosity. Gratitude. Happiness. Hard work. Harmony. Health. Helping others. Honesty. honor. Humor. Again, letting each drop in your body and breathing with it, seeing how it resonates. Each value resonates for you. It's obey as the way you've been living it, appreciating in yourself, and others have been appreciating in you. Independence. Inner calm. Innovation. Integrity. Interdependence. Joy. Leadership. Lifelong learning. Love. Loyalty. Mindfulness. Practicality. Reliability. Simplicity. Strength. Trust. And wisdom. Maybe there are a few that you really resonated with values. Your deepest values that are important to you. Seeing your own inner goodness. How you hold these values, you try to live these values, or you've tried to live them with examples. Appreciating your own goodness. Maybe connecting with maybe one, two, three, however many come up for you from the list. These values in yourself, maybe three of them. And maybe also putting a hand in the middle of your chest, your heart center, really connecting with yourself, with these values, how you live them, how you've lived them, with appreciation, with acknowledgement. Really celebrating, honoring your inner goodness. How in your conduct, your thinking, your behavior, these values have been celebrated for yourself and with others, the way you've acted in the world. Maybe the value of friendship, maybe generosity, maybe kindness, maybe love, maybe strength, courage, curiosity, trust, wisdom, so many values. See what speaks to you. From this sense of appreciation, let some metta phrases silently come up in your mind. May I love and accept myself, appreciate myself just as I am. May I appreciate my own inner goodness. Or may I open up to love and accept myself just as I am. If it's not available yet. May I grow to appreciate myself, my inner goodness, my highest intentions. May I honor and value myself, this being that is me. Who tries their best. May I recognize the goodness. May I appreciate. May I see the goodness within me. And by seeing it, may it become stronger. May it continue to be a guiding light in my life, supporting me and supporting others in my life. continuing to connect with whatever values are important to you, and the ways, maybe stories you've expressed them, or maybe just simply staying with the appreciation for yourself, silently reciting any of the phrases offered that work for you. Or maybe simply, I love and appreciate my inner goodness. I see and honor my highest intentions, my own goodness. Now seeing these values in yourself from the perspective of the people who care about you, how they appreciate these values in you, helping that perspective heighten, brighten your own appreciation. Maybe there's a friend who really appreciates you having been there for them. Friendship. Or they appreciate your loyalty. Or your sense of humor. Or your joy. Bringing that perspective, the external perspective, and how you are appreciated, how your inner goodness is appreciated by others. Happiness. Maybe you make them happy by just being you. Maybe at work you uphold ethical standards, hard work. Your colleagues love and appreciate you for that. Let yourself see yourself with eyes of appreciation from the outside. And for the last minutes of this practice period, holding yourself with appreciation and kindness for whatever arose or did not arise during this practice period, you tried, you brought yourself here. Maybe there were a million thoughts and you were distracted the whole time. It's okay. Appreciating yourself for perhaps having been mindful for one moment, for one split second. Appreciating the value of mindfulness. Just 1 second. So this practice of recognizing our values is one way, one basis for inclining our minds, our hearts towards friendliness, towards appreciation, metta, kindness towards ourselves when we see, when we turn our attention from all the negativity bias that we have to what's good, what supports us and what supports other people. So we have some time for reflections or questions. Whatever you wish to share for what came up for you, or questions. You're so chilled. That's what it feels like in the room. I'm looking around and you're all chilled, like, oh, I don't want to talk. Great. One hand. Great, thanks.
I just really loved that list. I've been thinking about and reading about kind of
I think it was off. Now it's on.
About nightly rituals, about, you know, winding down and, you know, gratitude and thinking about good things during the day. And, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, and I try to do that. But, boy, that list really sparked. You know, it just made me, I just felt myself with several of the things in it, just kind of like, whoa, you know. It kind of took it to a new level. I can really see that. And I was wondering if we can have access to the list.
Yes, I can. I will put it on my website. If you go under, so my website is nikkimirgafori.com, if you can ever spell my last name correctly. I'll do it later tonight. I'm teaching another class, so it'll be later tonight, so check tomorrow. Look under resources. I'll put it under resources tab, which right now doesn't exist, but I'll create one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other special requests? Thank you for that. I really appreciate how it really sparkled for you. I'm delighted. I'm really delighted to hear that. Yeah. It's nice. It's there, right? It's these values. We just don't turn our minds to them. What else? What other reflection? What came up for you?
Yeah, it felt like, yeah, so I was in tune with the meditation. I was very lucky I wasn't somewhere else. And it felt like the normal mind, you know, the monkey mind, but focused on the words to me. So there were different values that resonated at different levels. A couple that I remember, one was, I forget the word now, but the whole concept of equality, I think it was something like that.
Yeah.
And this morning, you know, the memory came up is that I was, you know, in traffic merging from two lanes to one, And one car went in front of me, and I was okay. And then another car went in front of me, and then a third car tried. And at that point, it was, you know, like, and I noticed. So and it was interesting. It was so fast, you know, the whole thought and mm-hmm. And the equality to me had the two senses that, you know, also like if I have more, then equality is harder. But if I have less, it's almost a demand that there should be equality, you know. And it's funny mm. because as soon as you said it, so that was like so fast because mm. as soon as you said the next one, mm-hmm. I started thinking about the next one. But yeah, that's mm-hmm. when I wanted to share.
Right. Thank you. So what I'm hearing is that the different words landed on different levels for you, the yeah. different values. Some of them landed more deeply. There was resonance, and some of them. There was a level of bringing up kind of a reflection, like how does that show up in my life? Like it showed up this morning in this way. So you were not thinking random thoughts, but kind of like tableaus, images, reflections yeah. about each value kind of came up in your life. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
thank
interesting.
You.
Thank you. Nice. Yeah. Did you notice a difference when you turned it around from your perspective to the perspective of people who care about you and value you, things that they value about you? Yes? Anyway, what did you notice? Somebody who's going, yes, raise your hand. What did you notice? What was different? Please. Actually, you're holding the mic already.
No, you raised your hand. You should... Going back to the list, right?
So I want to
echo what, you know, that lady started off with and what, you know, both of you said.
Yeah.
And going through the list, right, it's like, I have that. Or, no, I have that more. But it's, I'm so glad that you asked Nikki to post that. You know, I'll be definitely looking at that.
Yeah.
And then when you said, turn it around and think about how people around you see some of these qualities in you, and like, maybe I should ask them.
Realization. Yes, realization.
Yeah, there were some qualities that I heard and I thought, I have that one. I don't really care about it, but I have it. It's okay. And some others, I got to get me more of that. And a couple that just sort of washed me out with distraction for the ones both before and after is big.
Say that again.
Well, one in particular that sort of left me not ready for you to go on at all, just wanting to stay with it for a while and sort of losing track of the next two you said. And in fact, I forgot a couple before that. Other people. Yeah, who have I asked what they value me for? It's rare that I have that conversation.
I got a
list from one person that was feeling down, and she gave me a list of the things she valued for. It was incredible. And it was this long list, and it was like, yeah, okay, I got that. Oh, wow. It's amazing to actually get that reflection from somewhere else. Just really amazing. And yet, when do we do it?
Nice. Yeah, thank you. And again, I appreciate how the different values resonate on different levels. Like, wow. Yeah, and they light you up. And I have to say, as person who sits up here, I get to open my eyes and look at you while you're practicing. And I was looking while, you know, there were smiles, you know, in the room. People are like, yeah, they're resonating. And sometimes, you know, there's no smile. It was just lovely to see how people would light up with different ones in the body language. So, yeah.
I there were some where I was watching myself and thinking, geez, I'm distracted now. I'm just distracted. I got to get back on track. Maybe that was the level in which I was reacting to those too.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good. It's being with whatever is. Lovely. Yeah. We have time for one more reflection. Yeah, please.
So it was just hearing the list. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find, you know, which one sparkled more.
Yeah.
And what was interesting was when you switched it and you asked us to think of people and how they see us.
Yeah.
It was automatic, like an internal hug.
Uh-huh.
So it was really instant. And then I was sad at the same time because I thought, okay, it felt really warm, but why was I having such a hard time eliciting it for myself when it was for myself?
Right, right.
So it was automatic when I thought of people that love me.
Yes.
And what they say and what they tell me I generate.
Yeah.
And when I was trying to do that for myself, I had to kind of prop myself to do it.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, why am I doing that?
It's not unusual at all. It's not what you're reporting. It's not, which is why we go about it in these creative ways, because often, you know, we're like, get to work, do this, like, right? That's the whole purpose of this practice. Like, and we so that we get to see it, and we use the perspective of others as a bridge to help us see that in ourselves. And what you're sharing, reporting, is so normal that we often have more trouble with ourselves, which is why we use their perspectives to kindle, to bring up, and then it'll become easier. You know, maybe if you listen to this guided meditation, which is now recorded, next time, now I get to see that in myself after a few times that you've used people you know as a support, as a bridge to see that in yourself. You're welcome. Thank you. Great. So, are you feeling any happier than when you walked in? Yeah? Happy hour, you got your money's worth. Thank you so much for coming to IMC, to practice in community. It's really a delight and a pleasure to practice together. May all beings be happy, may all beings be free, including us. Be well. May you see your own goodness for the rest of the day. Yes, that's your homework.